You're listening to K-Hum. I swear I wasn't lying. I do have guests in here.
We're here.
Ready to go. Okay, awesome. All right, you're with me. Okay, that's a little unsettling, but that's okay. Okay, I have two of the three people who make up Vacation Mother here and who will be doing a lot of the sketch comedy coming up on Tuesday night on over at the Arcata Playhouse. Yeah. Christopher Kehoe and Caitlin Osborne.
Hello.
And then you also have Moses.
Our third is Moses Norton, yes, who's graciously driven up from Los Angeles to be with us for this stint of time through Tuesday.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how Vacation Mother became to be as a theater company.
Sure, yeah. We are three recent graduates from Del Arte International School of Physical Theater. We spent 3 years there in the same class. We had a class of eight, but we found that the three of us really enjoyed working together. We have kind of similar views when it comes to character and how to work as actors and creatively. So we did a number of projects while we were students together. And then we've just created this this company called Vacation Mother to try to move some of that work out into the world to try to, you know, for granting purposes or residencies with organizations to keep developing the work we have and to develop new work, which is like the selection night thing.
And I love the descriptive words, strange theater mom will want to see again.
Exactly.
Yes.
Beautiful, weird, awesome. And accessible.
Beautiful, weird, and accessible. Now, so you all are going to be doing some sketch comedy from 6 until 8 on over at the Playhouse, and then they're going to be showing the election results after that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll have just a live stream of whatever large news network we choose that night, and after our entertainment is done, we'll encourage people to grab a beverage, and we'll just watch it all together. With fingers crossed.
Now, the sketch comedy is going to be based on Nikolai Gogol's The Nose, which is a super awesome story for those who aren't familiar with it. Caitlin, you want to give a brief rundown?
Yes. The Nose was written, I believe, in like the late 1800s by Nikolai Gogol. Basically, it tells the story of this major who wakes up one morning to find that his nose is not on his face anymore. It's gone. And he just has like a flat piece of skin there. And as he goes through his day, he realizes that his nose is impersonating him like throughout the town as like a high-ranking official. And people don't seem to recognize that it's a nose. It's like this weird phenomenon that happens. And so he goes through his day, you know, quite distraught because how can a man, you know, go throughout his life without a nose?
Of his stature.
Yes. Go live without a nose. It's fine for the old beggar woman on the corner to not have a nose, but it's not fine for him not to have a nose. You know, we just found there's some really nice parallels with with what's happening now. And then he wakes up one morning in the future and his nose is back on his face. And sort of this whole thing. Sure, this is a fantastic story, but these things do happen is sort of what Gogol leaves us with at the end of it.
There's lots of imagery within that. Yeah.
Yes.
Like crazy if you read the story and all that. And it really like parallels. Plus, like this is Nikolai Gogol is a Russian writer. Was a Russian writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like saturated. It's very saturated in imagery and lots of political things.
It's funny that at the end of the story, how... good dog. Good boy.
I know. He protects us from diesel engines.
How at the end of the story, you can kind of feel that Gogol's kind of walking back the satire that he's just written enough to not get in trouble with the authorities or the police or the government. He says that this is fantastic. This never happens.
Can't happen.
Sometimes it happens, but rarely does it happen. So.
Building a little wall to protect himself from the... from the Russians.
Well, Peter the Great had just introduced ranks, mm-hmm. and so it was all about using your, you know, social stature to get up into the ranks.
Yeah, and it's the main character of the story is actually a collegiate assessor, but he goes around saying that he's a major, so he himself is an impersonator, just like, you know, his nose is, the nose is wandering around town.
But then he sees that his nose has more lapels and more ostentation. And a higher rank than he should be, so then he's quite a hypocrite, being mad at the very thing that he does in his everyday life.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. But yeah, you're going to take this story and you're going to change it around to kind of, I guess, I don't know, sketch comedy based on this story and then also based on, you know, the last 16 months that we've had.
Yeah, we sort of, Mo got into town on Wednesday and we sort of met and read the story together. And the story's broken up into like three distinct chapters, I guess I'll call them. And we sort of stopped and brainstormed and took out the ideas and themes that were most compelling to us and said, you know, what's the scene that we can do today based on these little images or themes.
You have a lot of philosophy on the people's relationship with the government, or relationship with government officials, or a certain amount of fame and notoriety, that even when the nose is back in containment and not on the streets anymore, people still flock from place to place, and they hear sightings of, oh, I've seen this nose, and they all go, but no one's there. So a lot of that the emptiness of fame, I guess.
Plus, they're going to have booze and all that other sort of stuff at the Playhouse. So after you get through all this, you can drink away or drink in celebration, however it ends up going. In whatever favor, yes. But we're going to start to get the election results before you all even start the sketch comedy.
Yeah, so we have a projection, a projector that'll be set up on stage with a screen, and we'll be checking in throughout the evening before 8 o'clock just to see, you know, how the states are coming in, what polls are saying. Well, there's a lot of local measures and things that are, of course, of importance to people. So between the scenes, we're gonna have basically like healthy intermissions where people can get up, they can stretch their legs, they can grab a beer, they can see these election results. And then once 8 o'clock hits, we're really gonna try to get out of the way completely, because around that time, historically, if you look at the last three elections, the winner has accepted the winning, I guess, sometime between 8 and 8:30. So hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully that will work this time.
Hopefully that will work this time too.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. But anyway, it's better to be surrounded by friends with this kind of thing.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
And how much does it cost to get in?
So we are saying, let me back up. We received a grant from the Puffin Foundation to increase voter awareness and voter turnout.
Okay.
So we are charging $110 at the door, general admission, but you can get a $100 discount with an I voted sticker or some other proof of votership.
What if they wanted to vote, but they're not a citizen?
They can apply for a special green card status at the door for $10 admission.
Bring your passport.
Bring all your documentation. Bring your papers.
Bring everything.
Mm-hmm. Bring your dogs.
Not really. But all right, cool. Well, anyway, that's going on Tuesday. Be there around 6 p.m. on over at the Arcata Playhouse. And make sure to bring your I voted sticker and 10 bucks.
Yes.
Go vote.
Go vote.
All right, sweet. Well, anyway, we're going to go and wrap this up with... We were trying to think of, like, the most appropriate song to play. And I don't know if this is it, but we'll try.
We're going to try.
It's a shot, yeah.
What could go wrong?
Billy Joel, it's Leningrad. A ballad, right?